WTAW News Time, 7:06, 80 degrees right now at the studios, 105 for a high today, the heat index 108. Today's forecast brought to you by the adverb seriously. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Monday afternoon fire at Still Creek Children's Ranch near Curtin destroyed a large barn. Fire District 3 Chief Gerald Burnett says it's possible the combination of triple-digit heat, manure, and hay generated spontaneous combustion.
They noticed a smoldering fire yesterday from hay and manure next to one of the feed rooms. And they put that out, and it went back out there today, and obviously it got going again. The thing is, the barn was open on the ends. I think the wind caught it, but the temperature just fed that fire. Probably it broke out before anybody realized it.
Burnett was also told employees were doing what he called hot work, repairing the 24-year-old barn, and sparks could have started hay smoldering. Firefighters from District 4 and College Station provided mutual aid. Burnett says they worked in shifts due to triple-digit temperatures. No one was injured and no livestock was lost. Residents of a fourplex in North Bryan spent Sunday night without electricity. William Bouse of the fire marshal's office says that's because they found the occupant of one unit using a household extension cord to get power from another unit.
At 3199 Woodville Road, Engine 4 responded to a possible fire. When they got there, they discovered no fire, but electricity being supplied from the C. Charles unit to the D. David unit.
Val says the residents of the two other units didn't know what was going on.
Which, obviously, if I was one of those other two, I would be very upset that my family was placed in danger by these actions.
Bouse says power was restored Monday to the occupant who thought he was being a good Samaritan. College Station police are investigating burglaries of appliances inside new homes under construction.
They entered the dwellings that were under construction and took appliances. Several side-by-side refrigerators, microwaves, a couple of range oven combination.
Officer Seaton says the estimated loss from the break-ins on old Ironsides and Gunner is about $6,000. A Bryan woman's accused of driving her pickup into a stranger's home. Officer J.P. Ingram says no one inside the house was hurt while the driver was treated in the ER and then taken to jail on a drunk driving charge.
The driver admitted to taking multiple shots of vodka. Did not say the size of the amount, but admitted that she had taken multiple shots of vodka just before this accident occurred.
Witnesses told police 29-year-old Virginia Zimmerman walked into the house in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision and sat on the couch before paramedics arrived at the house on Green Valley Road. Despite high unemployment, it's becoming harder and harder to find truck drivers.
Back in the 70s, truckers were the knights of the road, played in the movies by sex symbols like Burt Reynolds. But John Esparza of the Texas Motor Transport Association says many factors contribute to a lack of truckers today.
You got to be 21 before you can even be a truck driver. Kids, youth, whatever you want to call it, they want to be satisfied now.
He says trucking companies are paying more to hire truckers. That's good for them, but he warns it will mean we will pay more for things that are hauled by truck, which is everything. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Staying in the San Antonio area, a widening sex scandal has rocked Lackland Air Force Base, one of the nation's busiest military training centers. Four male instructors are charged with having sex with and, in one case, raping female trainees. Charges against others are possible. The most serious accusations surround an Air Force staff sergeant who's charged with rape and aggravated sexual assault. The defendants are all instructors whose job is to turn raw recruits into airmen in 8 weeks of basic training. Harris County commissioners will discuss the future of the long-vacant Astrodome at a special meeting today. The iconic dome has been sitting dormant and decaying since closing in 2009. Last month, the County Sports and Convention Corporation approved a plan to turn the dome into a multi-purpose facility. That facility and arena replacement is the most expensive of four options at roughly $650 million. If commissioners approve the proposal, it would go to voters who would likely have to consider a tax hike to finance the project. And this time of year, a lot of us complaining about high summertime utility bills, but Kristen Harriger of Abilene was left grumbling about a bill near $1.4 million. She called her provider, Potentia Energy, and learned her bill was an error, thankfully. Potentia says that it flagged the bill and it marked it to be held, but the bill mistakenly was sent out anyway. The utility provider not only took care of the overage, but also excused a $66,000 late fee. WTAW News Time, 710, 80 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.